This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to talk about an area that on paper looks like it is going to be drastically improved from a year ago, and that is the bullpen.
Yeah, and I guess what we kind of deem would make a good year for them. Anything inside the you are a top 10 performing bullpen is a win. Huge win in Major League Baseball, and then top half, I would say, or top five in the American League, most importantly, is even bigger than just the league-wide bullpen-related stuff. They need to be, based on the investment they have in here, they traded for Hunter Harvey, they traded for Urseg, they gave up good prospect for Urseg, and they got years of control. They spent good money on Estevez. Like, if you're going to do that and revamp this whole thing and put some of your other guys, like former first-round picks like Daniel Lynch in there, this needs to be a top 10 bullpen for it to be a good year or successful year based on the resources I think they've put into it.
Last year, just for reference, the bullpen had 4.13 ERA, third worst in the majors in strikeout rate. That was the biggest issue, right? Who did you trust to go get that big out? And until Urseg arrived, the answer was really nobody. Like, who did you try to go get that one out? You need the big strikeout. They didn't have that until Urseg arrived. They were third worst in the majors in strikeout rate, 20.8. And then they were in the middle of the pack with a walk rate. So when you're worst in strikeouts and you're middle of the pack in walk rate, you get the bullpen that they
had.
You're
going to get your ass kicked a little, yeah.
Both those should be improved. I mentioned Carlos Estevez, that his walk rate was down 50% last year from where he was the year before. That's a great sign heading into the season, and obviously it's why he got a nice little deal from the Royals.
Even more so than the walk stuff, which again, they were middle of the road on, the strikeouts were the biggest problem. That's where like MacArthur and other guys just ran into problems. It was, you were good just as long as you weren't getting in trouble, but every pitcher would get in trouble eventually, and because you didn't have the strikeout to get yourself out of it, there was no saving it. And so, like, they just ran into this problem. And obviously, the second they brought in Urseg, that dramatically changed the number, right? And when they bring in, and Harvey was supposed to be a part of that, but obviously couldn't be because of the injury and everything else with it. Look, I'm not going to claim to you that it's like an easy task to get there, but that's how I'm judging them based on success, because of the amount of resources they put into it. More than anything else, they were a bottom 12 ERA team in the bullpen last year. More than half of baseball was better than them. And because in their division, the team with the number one ranked bullpen, by a mile, by the way, Cleveland was first in the league. Detroit was fourth in the league. Like, you know, like some of the teams you are up against, the Twins were ahead of them. The teams that you are going to be battling this year, they got a better bullpen than you last year. You're going to have to up your game in that regard. It should be so much better. Like, that's where things could go bad in a hurry, is that I'm way off here and the bullpen's not way much better, and it's still a problem child.
Well, and because if you believe the starting rotation maybe takes a slight step back, it doesn't mean they're going to be bad, but if a guy like Seth Lugo comes back to the pack a little bit, do they have an injury in the rotation? They were so fortunate a year ago that Michael Lorenzen and Michael Walker were the only two starting pitchers that got hurt at any point. Michael Walker had a short IL stint, and then he came back, and of course he was really, really effective, at times their best pitcher even. So if one of those guys doesn't stay healthy, and you have to take somebody from the bullpen and move them in the rotation, or later on, the unknown there too is there's multiple guys starting the season on the IL. Yeah, Kyle Wright, we don't know. He can end up being a huge asset to this team later in the year. MacArthur's on the IL. I understand last year didn't go the way you wanted, but maybe at some point he's got a role again in the bullpen. Now that it won't be asked to be high leverage, he'll just be a guy in the bullpen. That might be better for him.
Fifth guy down the list.
I need to be able to wear that MacArthur shirt again. Otherwise, it may never be worn again.
Ah, just put it on. What do I care?
Are you going to wear it tomorrow?
Do you think the MacArthur's ninth infantry
it will not be there
banner
tomorrow
will be in the Cody and Gold garage sale? Will that be available for
where
purchase?
Where is that banner? Is it still in the room? Yeah.
Will be available for purchase at the Cody and Gold garage sale?
I think it needs to be listed. Yeah. The garage sale, we'll have more information on that. We're working on it. It's coming back in June.
Yeah.
Fifth annual.
Ooh, big year.
That's right.
That's the Wood anniversary. So,
someone,
right?
Someone else, I think that's right. Yeah. Someone else says the other thing about last year, there were big stretches where they couldn't score a lot of runs. Oh, sure. We're just on bullpen right now. But absolutely, there's a variety of areas that the Royals either are going to have to improve if another area is going to dip, or we're going to be talking about this being a disappointing season. I think they have a bullpen that's going to elevate if there's a concern with the rotation at all this year at times. And the question really, the bigger than the bullpen is, does the offense elevate? Because if the starting rotation is not as effective and the bullpen improves, but not to the extent we think, well, then the offense better. Otherwise, yeah, you're going to go from winning, getting in the playoffs to not making the playoffs all of a sudden.
The truth is, I think the offense has the lowest floor. The offense, because a barring injury, right, has the lowest floor. I'll just be honest. Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, India, those are proven Major League Baseball performers. The players who we're all counting on to have better years, they all didn't have good years last year. So, like, if they all just don't have good years again, oh no, we're in the same spot. Massey was hurt and had an okay year. So he had an okay year. MJ, bad year. Renfro, bad year. Like, all the guys that were saying, hey, can they have a good year? They're not coming off good years and that we're asking them to once again do it. They're coming off bad years. So if anybody provides a better than bad or average year, I would say in Massey's case, well, then you're fine. The biggest floor is still the bullpen because it's put together. It's brand new. We haven't seen all the pieces work together. We don't know. But they might have the starting rotation has the highest ceiling, in my opinion. There's still limitations where the offense can go. As far as, like, let's just say lowest four is in likelihood they finish 25th or worst in their known categories, or likelihood they finish first in their known categories. The bullpen could be the number one bullpen in the league this year. The easy. It has the highest ceiling to be that.
Yeah,
the offense isn't going to be the number one offense.
No.
The starting rotation, maybe the number one, but I think less likely because they still got to rely on four and five. And there's teams with just like number one ace starters at two and three spots, including the Dodgers. But like,
it looks like they have multiple guys that are gonna be able to go get the big out of the pen that they didn't have last year. That's what it looks like. Where right now everybody's healthy in the bullpen. Right now we haven't seen anybody fail yet. All that is true, but it looks like they have multiple pieces that can go and actually get the big time out. You know, I'm bullish on Estevez. We just did our bold takes earlier at the start of the show. I have him making the All-Star game in a career high in saves. That's my bold take for 2025. So if that happens, then what we're discussing right now about the bullpen will be the game.
It's a lot easier. Yeah, for sure. We're going to talk about that more if you guys missed it and get yours. We like you on paper on this show. I don't like when people, like, 6 months later, like, I had the Royals at 110 wins.
Yeah, Drew is saving every single text of your bold Royals takes, and he's coming for you in September or October.
I just want you to be able to back it up. We can scroll back through old texts you've sent.
That's right. That's right.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.